If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So what do you say to American military families who are seeing Elon Musk at the Pentagon today, are hearing about Defense Department cuts, and their thoughts are immediately going to the safety of their loved ones who are currently deployed?
Well, we're making our country strong. And when they see a thing like that and they hear that story about Elon and China, what they should do is realize that the New York Times is a corrupt institution, because I think they're the ones. They knew that story wasn't true. Nobody believed that story. People that, when I first called, they laughed when they heard this story. Nobody believed it, that the Pentagon was giving him a briefing on what war with China would look like, and he has business in it. No, they made that up because it's a good story to make up. They're very dishonest people. I have it with the Times, and you'll see more and more of it. To me, it's a very, very very dishonest organization. But a story like that is made up. It's total fiction. And
so the president right now is in the Oval Office. He's taking questions from members of the press. And he's talking about the top story right now today. First off, welcome to the program. Dana Loesch with you. We're at the top of this first hour. He had a lot to say in these short minutes that, I mean, he's only been speaking for what? Not even maybe a little over 15 minutes. And I wanted to hear what he had to say about Department of Education. And of course, we didn't want to cut this off until he addressed this crazy story. If you are listening, can listen obviously across the country. Channel 347 DirecTV is the simulcast. The chat's at Rumble, YouTube, X as well, Facebook. But the top story was this story that the New York Times ran. And the headline is super sensational. Pentagon set up briefing for Musk on potential war with China. Now, I just first off, before we get into the merits of the story, just simmer on that headline for a little bit. What does that do for our diplomats? What does that do for the national security footing of the United States when you have the press who has such a fetish with hating Elon Musk that they're literally willing to add tensions to a geopolitical situation already at a low boil? What does this do to all those people? The story is bunk. The story says that Elon Musk was at the Pentagon today because they were pre-gaming war with China. That's the story. They said, oh, they had Elon Musk in to highlight the conflicts of, they were talking about the conflict in the Pacific and et cetera, et cetera. And all of this, they made it sound like Elon Musk was brought in. Now that he's looking at government cutting, now he's going to look at, going to war with China. Except it's a BS story that I mean, I don't even know what kind of sourcing you have here. Sources say, shut up. You know, they did this with the story when Don Jr., went to, they said that he went to the in Manhattan, that he was at the Trump building with a Russian oligarch lobbyist. And that's the story, by the way, that Bannon never apologized and called Don Jr. a, quote, traitor over, accused him of treason. Ask me another reason why I don't like him. Called him a traitor over it. And that was a bunk story. The dossier that they ran, bunk story. The Hunter Biden laptop isn't real, bunk story. This is also a bunk story. They're trying anything that they can, any match that they can throw. They're trying to do it. We're going to talk more about this. We're going to explain the context of the story and what Musk was actually doing at the Pentagon today, because he was there, but not for the reasons the New York Times is insisting. Spring is here, and it's the perfect time to refresh your yard with Fast Growing Trees, the largest online nursery in the U.S. with thousands of plants, from fruit trees to privacy hedges tailored to your climate. They make landscaping easy. And plus, their Alive and Thrive guarantee ensures that your plants arrive healthy and ready to grow. I love how hassle-free the process is. You don't have to get your car dirty. You don't have to go to the nursery and have limited options and lug everything around. With Fast Growing Trees, you can save 90% by planting yourself, and your trees arrive thriving. There's no heavy lifting. you don't have messy car rides. So if you're ready to transform your space, as I am, now's the time. With fast shipping, expert support, and top quality plants, Fast Growing Trees makes it super easy. Get up to 50% off select plants at fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana. Plus, use code Dana at checkout for an additional 15% off of your first purchase. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana and use code Dana. Offer valid for a limited time. Terms apply.
Do you believe in the ghosts of Social Security? DOGE uncovers 394 million Social Security recipients in this country, more than every living American. We're concerned about it going bankrupt in 10 years, and we can't even figure out who's getting these checks.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Talking about here coming up how I haven't seen a single member of the left condemn the Tesla terrorism. We're going to talk more about that because wait until you hear some of the audio we have. All right. So first up, they're really trying to ramp up the panic. 300 measles cases in Texas and New Mexico, says The Hill. Look, I'm not against all vaccines. I just don't like experimental government injections that don't inoculate you from SH. Can't say it on air. Okay. You're all right. Yeah. I wasn't even going to spell it. I know better. It wasn't even a therapeutic. The therapeutics at least do something. So I don't like people getting lumped in, but I do want to know why we're getting measles again. Why are we getting measles? Is it because we're letting like an untold frillion across the border where we're and now we have to deal with that? What is it? Or because, I mean, I know that the left wants to immediately blame it on the MAHA people, but I think there's more to it than that, guys. So no, you're not using the MAHA people as a scapegoat. A constipated flyer claims that an enraged United Airlines pilot had him arrested for hogging the bathroom. That, I feel bad for that dude, if that's the truth. But also, the airline attendant, I can see an airline attendant doing that. Because sometimes you get really good ones, but every now and then. An urgent tourist warning because they're showing people posing with Mickey Mouse moments before he stabs you in Britain.
What?
Yeah, I feel like I need to come back to this one. Mickey Mouse is stabbing people in Britain. That's the headline. So don't get a picture with him. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store. You've heard me talk about Brenna before. I always think it's good to have a diversified implements for self-defense, and I'm always going to carry a firearm, and I have zero issues using lethal force at all whatsoever to protect myself or my loved ones. So that being said, I'm not able to carry everywhere. I have friends that live in New York and DC. They're not able to carry everywhere. They, you know, have big kids. They got big kid jobs. They got to go to work, and municipal restrictions. You guys know the drill. The Brenna gun shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. It's a good deterrent. And the best-selling model is the Brenna SD, right? There's no recoil. There's no background check. It's illegal in all 50 states. It doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. And there's no permits, nothing. It ships right to your door. You can choose your model, the color. There's different projectiles and accessories there. So for my friends who are barred from their constitutional rights, by, you know, living and working in D.C. or Manhattan, they do carry Brenna guns because you guys seen the crime rate for those cities. They don't want to be left a statistic. You carry blades, you have rifles and pistols, you have all different calibers. It's good to have diversity. So reevaluate your self-defense plans and options. Visit Brenna.com/Dana. That's BYRNA.com/Dana. That's where you get 10% off your purchase.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Hey, so we quickly want to touch on something serious. We talked about it when it came out, but wow, that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg for Stand Up to All Hate has really stuck with me. Those two just like having it out with each other and telling each other why they hate each other and all the reasons, you're just like, wow, this is what most hate is based off of. Fear, insecurity, and jealousy. It's really just got to stop. Too many people from too many different groups are facing too much hate in our country, and especially online. So join me in standing up to all hate. If you see it, speak up, call it out. Use one of the most powerful tools there is in this fight, your voice. You can learn more by following @WhatsUpWithHate or show your support by posting the blue square emoji and using the hashtag #StandUpToAllHate.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's an interesting question. Why is it that whenever Republicans decide to boycott a company like Bud Light or Disney, they're doing it because they're victims of that company? Yet when America decides to boycott a company like Tesla because the CEO is running around telling Americans what they can and can't live without, so that he can have a tax break.
What?
Then all of a sudden, they're victims again. So they're victims when they're being boycotted, and they're victims when they're boycotting.
Do we have a transcript of what this dude is saying? This is Kinzinger. Hate ages you, dude. Hate ages you so bad. That man gained like 20 extra pounds in 20 extra years. Dang. See, this is why you shouldn't be hateful. Hate makes you ugly. Puts wrinkles on your face. That's what my grandmother, one of the meanest women alive, but who was also super sweet. She's like, hate gives you wrinkles. We're like, oh. Anyway, welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. That's Adam Kinzinger. This is how they believe. And I'm trying to unpack this for a moment. So can I rested for momentarily on the sentence that he stated where Musk is telling people what to do so he can have a tax break. Make that make sense. What does that mean? He was in Congress. That dude was in, like, literal Congress. He was telling everybody what to do so they can go get a tax break. And also, why are you victims? See, when we didn't like Bud Light, we just, I don't know, didn't buy it.
Yep.
Hey, Kane, you didn't like Bud Light. Did you buy any Bud Light?
Nope, didn't do that. And I also didn't blow up or burn.
Well, wait, don't get ahead of me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just asked if you like Bud Light. And you didn't buy it. When you don't like something, Kane, you just don't buy it, or you set it on fire?
I just don't buy it or avoid it.
I feel like they got impulse control.
Oh.
Imagine your day-to-day life. Did you ever get a soda or like a meal you didn't like? Sometimes I'll get a fountain soda. Diet soda, stop it. It's my weakness. Oh, my gosh. I love. And it's like the syrup's not right. You know what I'm saying? Like the syrup's off.
Been there.
And it tastes weird, more carbonated than there's actual flavor, and you're like, I don't like this. What do? You throw it and bust it and then set the building that gave it to you on fire? Or are you like, I just can't drink it, can I get another? I mean, how do you handle basic conflict?
Yeah, it seems a lot of effort to go through the whole burning the place down.
Yeah, like if you don't like something, then don't partake of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like my husband's family eats liver dumplings. I don't know. They have German ancestry, and God love them. I don't know what they eat. They eat like the sardines and the sauerkraut.
Yeah.
I do like the cabbage and stuff, but and he loves this. I don't like it. So I don't partake, but I don't go burn it down, right? Like I didn't go burn his grandma's house down because I didn't like liver dumplings.
You didn't even burn his plate of food?
No, I didn't even throw it across the room or anything.
Wow.
I didn't throw it up in the air and shoot it. Skeet, skeet. I didn't, do that.
How is anybody going to know you don't like it?
Right? Is that what they think? Does the left struggle with the conundrum that if they don't burn something down, then how are people going to know they don't like it?
Right.
It's not enough. They need everyone to know and go, that person right there doesn't like that thing. Because they are such attention whores. They need everyone to know exactly their brand at all times. They advertise it. They make fun of consumerism, even though they are themselves consumers, but they are the biggest ideological consumer whores out there. They really are branding themselves with everything. This is what I think. Look at all the stickers on my car. You know exactly what kind of person I am. I don't want people to know what I'm like. I don't want people to know, like, for my car. I don't want my life story plastered on it with stickers. And also, I just don't like that. It's busy. I don't want that. I want people to be like, is she normal or an axe murderer if I get out of my car, right? I don't like to give people any indication. I don't know why these people just can't be like, we just don't like Teslas, even though we did like them just a second ago. Remember whenever the left browbeated you for not driving an EV? Yep. One of the reasons I hate EVs so bad is because the left made me really hate them. That's half of the reason. Half of the reason is because I just don't like them. I like gas and oil, and I want to smell it, the gas and the oil, and I want my car to be loud and fast and loud. I want that. EVs are like quiet as church mice creeping up the street, but then they could go zero to your soul left your body in 0.3 seconds, which that's a little endearing. But now I feel like I need to get one just out of spite. But see, I didn't like EVs before, but I didn't go in riot. I didn't go burn down the Prius place. I didn't. By the way, is Prius Priuses or Prius? Is it singular plural or double plural?
That's a good question. I don't think I've seen two next to each other.
It's Friday, so I have like a million questions. All my questions that I got unanswered this week are in my head today.
I think it would be Priuses, though.
Like Bigfoot, you know?
Bigfoots.
Yeah. So normal people just don't. Like, I don't like disco music. I'm not going to go firebomb ABBA. But the left is, we don't like this thing. Must kill, must kill. Burr, burr, burr. They lose their ever-loving minds. Steve just said that was my worst take. And you can be wrong, Steve. I'd agree with you, but we'd both be wrong. So, can't with that one. I don't get it. I don't get it. See, I'm not hating it. I'm not saying that it's inartful or bad music. I just don't like it. I'm not going to go burn it down. Not going to go burn it down. There's a lot of things I don't like. I don't like Chick-fil-A sandwiches. I think I got to turn in my conservative Christian card because I just said that. I don't like them. I think that the buns are soggy, and I think it's kind of overrated. They're lovely people, just not into it. I'm not going to pretend to be either, but I'm not going to go burn it down. You know what I mean? Like, the left needs to get with the human program. And then I see these people, these commentators, you know, like Kinzinger. So Kinzinger's trying to justify it. I just want one member of the left to go, you know what, guys? Maybe burning this stuff down's bad. Is it so much to ask?
Yes.
Is it so much to ask? Because now, did you guys see this latest video? So this guy, hold up. This was, where was this at? It was, I retweeted it as well. So if you follow me on X, or I reposted it on X, I don't know how that works. And this guy was in traffic. Oh, thank you. This guy was in traffic. This is Audio Soundbite 24. We have a million. Everybody did a great job getting audio today, and we have a million sound bites. So that's why I'm like, where is it? 25,000? So this was a couple of days ago. And so this was in the middle of the road in Seattle. Of course, it was in Seattle, Kane.
Of course.
And this dude, he's masked. Like, in his car, you drive around masked. Okay, doucher. He gets out. He follows this lady because she's driving a Tesla. I want you to watch what happens here. This is insane.
Angry because she was driving a Tesla.
I was thankfully by myself.
Lee was on the way to a doctor's appointment in Linwood Wednesday morning when she says all of a sudden a driver behind her just laid on the horn as they came up to a red light. Things spiraled out of control when a white SUV followed her and cut her off, stopping in the middle of the road.
Gets out and walks straight up to my door. Window. So I cracked my window and I said, what is for the problem? And he goes, you need to sell your car. This is a Nazi car. You're driving it. You need to sell your car.
Lee says she's been driving a Tesla for the last 2 years. She says a man wearing a camouflage jacket and a ski mask attacked her for it.
It's really sad, like, that this is what's happening to people who, honestly, it doesn't affect how I believe or what I believe.
She's driving a car and this dude pulls up and he's like, ma'am, that's a Nazi car. No, that's Volkswagen. That's what that was. Look at their history. And that's interestingly enough, all the leftists still drive it today. But I'm not saying it's still a Nazi car. Shut up. I'm done. They're going to get somebody killed. These leftists are going to get somebody killed. You had Jimmy Kimmel joking about it, about them being Nazis and all this stuff just the other day. We played that audio. And then you've got like audio soundbite, like, for instance, 28, Jamal Bowman. Listen to him go off here. And then people wonder where they're getting this these invectives from. Listen.
That's not true. And this shows, again, the American people do not trust Elon Musk. And Elon Musk is incompetent in his position. And how do we know? Because they fired tens of thousands of people. It was challenged in court. The court said the people have to go back, and now the people are coming back. He's incompetent. He's a thief. He's a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
And people don't trust him.
So how many Jewish people did he kill, Jamal Bowman? Like, let's like really drill down on this. Everyone I don't like is a Nazi. That's what the left is. Or everyone I don't like is Hitler. It's Godwin's law. They always go back to this well. If they can't swindle you with race hustling, then they're going to swindle you with this. What makes someone, per se, a Nazi for driving a Tesla? What makes Tesla a Nazi car? What makes Elon Musk a Nazi? Oh my gosh, I get that they all share the same brain cell, but who has custody of it right now? I think that the person who's going on television talking about it should maybe get custody of the brain cell for that period of time. And then you can give it to the next person, since clearly there's a scarcity of intelligence on the left. What? That's so stupid. What makes, why is that Nazi? They realize that Nazi National Socialism, they were socialists, right? And they were nationalists, and they were socialists. What? Do you mean it's where that term comes from? Yeah. This is, it's insane. And then you've got, yeah, here's Bowman saying Musk is trying to be the real-life Tony Stark, but a Nazi Stark. Listen. So crazy.
Twice, Congressman.
So notice Congressman Lawler did not answer the yes or no question. Should this be concerning? Yes, absolutely. Elon Musk is trying to be the real life Tony Stark.
No, he's not trying to be. He is, actually. All he needs is a super suit. No, he is. He's not trying to be. But that doesn't make him a Nazi. Just, he's going through waste, fraud, and abuse and recommending cuts to our Congress. And the left says that that makes him a Nazi. Do they know what Nazis are? Do they know what happened with the Holocaust? Do they know what Hitler believed? I mean, I feel like they do because they practice it within their own political ideology. But then they want to be, they want to pretend to be blind and not recognize it because it, they would incriminate themselves. So everyone else is the Nazi. See, if everyone else is the Nazi, Kane, they can't be the Nazis. That's how that defense works. This is so stupid. We are in the dump. I'm so disappointed by the internet. I hate it. I really hate the internet. I think the internet is humans' downfall. That's when everything started going downhill after that. And here's why. We thought it was going to make us super smart. And we would have all the answers at our fingertips. Research is so much easier, right? But now look at us. Everything I don't like is a Nazi. And that's what the left is doing. Mouth breathing and calling everybody Nazis. You drive a Tesla that we liked 2 minutes ago, you're a Nazi. You got douchebags pulling other smaller women over on the side of the road, coming out wearing their ski masks. Okay, Juicy Smollier coming out, wearing their ski masks, going up and aggravating. And that woman, I'm sorry, it said she's a mother. She sounded like she's 10. She sounded like this. Super sweet. Driving her little Tesla, going to where she needs to go. And these guys, and they're doing this. It was in Linwood, Washington, outside of Seattle. Apparently, there have been several attacks on Tesla vehicles and store property there. And then it was on March 9th. They had several acts at a Tesla service center in Linwood. And that was the same city where this happened. How much you want to bet that the guy who pulled this chick over is one of the people involved in that? They've been graffitiing Tesla vehicles, putting swastikas on them, all kinds of stuff. Just crazy. The left is going to get someone killed. And I have to ask now, is that the point? You're mad that your spigot is being turned off. You're mad that billions of taxpayer dollars aren't funneled into Act Blue and Planned Parenthood and Stacey Washington's campaign and spending money. You're mad that the spigot's been turned off. And you're blaming the agency that we all voted along with this president to recommend cuts. Here's why I get so mad. I've had the left go at me six ways to Sunday just because I've defended Second Amendment rights. And they've called me a terrorist and everything else. These jackwagons are out there actually advocating for domestic terrorism, and they're not condemning it when it happens. Every single one of them should be hung by this yoke. They all endorse it. Either condemn it or you endorse it. We're going to play by your rules, and by God, it's going to be glorious. So either condemn it or you endorse it. Choose. Choose your story. We'll match your energy. We have a lot more to get to. All Family Pharmacy. Love this website. They're one of my favorites ever. I love All Family Pharmacy because they saved my Thanksgiving. I was getting strep throat, and I've had strep throat a million times, so I know what was happening. The wait at apparently everybody was getting sick at that time. The wait at urgent care was like 50, 110 hours. I'm like, I can't do this. I can't. I knew I was getting sick. I had them overnight, and that's typical. They will overnight medications for you. My azithromycin. I was already on the road to recovery in fewer than 24 hours. It was great. And All Family Pharmacy, they have all the medicines that you need, plus the stuff that the government tried to make prevent you from getting. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, therapeutics that absolutely work because I've taken them. They absolutely work. And the government does not have total control of your health. No. So All Family Pharmacy, they have the alternatives that the government dismissed and tried to crush, in addition to over 200 different types of medications, antibiotics, everything. They have got it. All made in the USA. These antibiotics, these medicines, are not coming from India or China, nor are any of their precursors. None of it. It's all right here in the US of A. You can order from your house. They can do it's fast shipping, like 2 to 4 days or overnight if you're in a pinch. Your health is always within reach, and it's simple, fast, and affordable. No insurance, no problem. They got super straightforward pricing, and it's incredibly affordable, incredibly convenient, all USA made. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. That's how you unlock 10% off with promo code Dana10. Be prepared. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Hey, so we quickly want to touch on something serious. We talked about it when it came out, but wow, that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg for Stand Up to All Hate has really stuck with me. Those two just like having it out with each other and telling each other why they hate each other and all the reasons, you're just like, wow, this is what most hate is based off of. Fear, insecurity, and jealousy. It's really just got to stop. Too many people from too many different groups are facing too much hate in our country, and especially online. So join me in standing up to all hate. If you see it, speak up, call it out. Use one of the most powerful tools there is in this fight, your voice. You can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate or show your support by posting the blue square emoji and using the hashtag StandUpToAllHate.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Grampy Trump, let's talk. First of all, you can't make Canada the 51st state without going to war with them. And let me explain how that happened, how that worked out the last time we tried to go to war with Canada. They burned the White House to the ground in 1814 and won the war. Canada beat us in the War of 1812. They probably like their chances against us.
I can't even. First off, are they doing a show together or was that just his little show?
I don't know.
I can't even imagine. I feel bad for the people who have to work on that program. First off, I have never seen anyone be that insane. And he has a shirt that says Lemon Nation on. Are you serious? I love lemons. Don't make me hate them. Don't make me hate them. So she's not on MSNBC anymore. So I guess she has to go on Don Lemon's show, yeah. Joy Reid. And you know, he's not actually talking about going to war with Canada, right? I mean, Trump is not actually talking about going to war with Canada. It's all projection and
we're their military for the most
yeah
part.
We are. It's like fighting ourselves. I can't. I'm not even going to justify the insane commentary that these people make. I can't, because it would be the whole show, and then you would never get any of the other important information that we bring to you. Oh, my heavens. All right. So a lot of stuff still, because it's, you know, it's a weird Friday news day. We were talking about Illinois looking to they're looking to outright ban homeschooling. We also have the Department of Education. They've started that process to roll that department back and shut it down. We're going to discuss that as well. All of the top stories and a lot more. Stick with us. Second hour on the way. Gold Code, they want to make sure that you are set. They understand it's a very, you know, weird economy. We're coming out of, you know, hell. I don't know how else to put it. But gold, everything's starting to improve, right? And the gold price forecast, Goldman Sachs research raised it up to $3,100 by the end of this year. So they're expecting higher than expected demand from central banks. This is the time to buy. Visit DanaLikesGold.com. Get your free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could qualify for up to 10% in bonus silver. Easy and transparent. You're securing your future, and experience matters when you're protecting your wealth. That's why you go with the pros. So visit DanaLikesGold.com. Join the thousands of people who've called Gold Co. the number one rated gold company, and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. You could also qualify for up to 10% in bonus silver. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Hey, so we quickly want to touch on something serious. We talked about it when it came out, but wow, that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg for Stand Up to All Hate has really stuck with me. Those two just like having it out with each other and telling each other why they hate each other and all the reasons, you're just like, wow, this is what most hate is based off of. Fear, insecurity, and jealousy. It's really just gotta stop. Too many people from too many different groups are facing too much hate in our country, and especially online. So join me in standing up to all hate. If you see it, speak up, call it out. Use one of the most powerful tools there is in this fight, your voice. You can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate, or show your support by posting the blue square emoji and using the hashtag StandUpToAllHate.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We stand with immigrants. You belong here. Somos una ciudad de inmigrantes. Boston doesn't back down.
So she's committing further to lawlessness. That's not tough. Back down to what? I mean, the people that are reacting most negatively about this are the citizens that are being affected most negatively by this. So that's... that is the mayor of Boston who's tripling down. It's not even a double down. That's like, or a quadruple down, I think, at this point, right? How many times has she done this? This is Michelle Wu. She's the mayor of Boston. She was giving this state of the city, whatever, her little mayoral address. And she's not talking about legal immigrants. She's talking about people who come into the country illegally. And I can't state it enough. It is so bigoted the way that the left approaches this, because they conflate legal with illegal. And there is such high, not even the same, such a difference. But they do this because it's a Mott Bailey. They know that they cannot reasonably persuade the average everyday American to embrace illegal, unfettered entry into the United States. And so what they say, instead of saying illegal alien or illegal immigrant or what have you, they just call everybody migrants, or they call everybody immigrants or whatever. And there's no difference between the status, the legal status of the person in the country. And that's so disingenuous. And I think it's evil. It's absolutely evil. And it really punishes, I think, people who do everything properly. I would be livid if I was immigrating to the United States and I did everything right. I followed all the rules. I filled out all the forms. I signed everything. I did everything. I was contributing to the revenue. I did all of that stuff. And then I would look around and see people who would get fast-tracked into citizenship status before me because they entered illegally. Entering illegally isn't a virtue, but that's the way the left treats it. They act like it's an intersectional box to check. They completely do that. It's asinine. And I cannot tell you the number of people that I talk to regularly or that I meet at events. And I'm going to tell you the number one thing that I hear from people, Americans who immigrated into this country, that's the thing that they're most upset about. Because they don't look at it just solely, how it was explained to me, is that they don't view it as just, oh, these people got fast-tracked before me. They more view it as, we wanted to be a part of this country. We became a part of this country the right way. We love this country. This is an offense against us. They're not looking at it so much as, oh, this person got fast-tracked ahead of me. They're looking at it like, this is the freest place on earth. We want to be a part of it. We're now a part of it. And look what these people are doing to us. And that's the exact perspective to have. I get it. And just completely disregarding rule of law. So if we can pick and choose what laws we're going to follow, I've got a whole host of ones that I don't feel like following anymore. And if you try to pressure me to follow them, it's sexist or something. That's how it works, right, Kane? Mm-hmm. It's sexist. There's a bunch of laws that I don't want to follow. Dems the rules, right? I feel like we can go ahead and do that. So this story that we were talking about coming up, this New York Times story, the Pentagon set up a briefing for Elon Musk on potential war with China. We were explaining how that's absolutely BS. He was there today at the Pentagon this morning, but they were apparently talking about technology and the adoption of different, how to, I guess, be nimble when technological progression is so fast now. And I've talked to people in DOD, and it is a wild thing. Like you appropriate funds for either a jet or a drone or what have you, and then there's a lot of politics there. You have a lot of politicians that are competing, especially if there's, you know, a Boeing or something like that in their district, and they everybody wants that contract, and of course they always try to jack up the cost of it for taxpayers. And then they get this contract. They'll get like a legacy contract, meaning it's like in perpetuity. They get these contracts. And then by the time the finished product is released, it's like 10 years later. I was talking to it had to do with drone tech, a member of DOD. And they were saying that by the time they usually get the finished product, it's about on average like 5 years after the fact. And so much of it's already outmoded. And they said it is a real battle in the military to be nimble, to protect the IP. Not just because of IP rights, but that's part of your NATS. Like you want to have better, more advantageous weaponry than your enemy. And it's very difficult to pin all this down, right? To be nimble, to be able to not have outmoded tech, to be on the cutting edge of everything, and to protect the IP of it and to integrate it into the military. That's a difficult thing. But what clogs it up the most are a lot of these legacy contracts. And for instance, he was telling me that he ended a contract. It was a giant contract worth a couple of billion on a particular jet that was going to be 12 years past the time that they'd actually negotiated and made the contract. So it was going to be super outmoded. And that doesn't benefit our warfighters. I mean, you want to have the most cutting edge, aggressive. And I think they didn't say, but they said he's brought in to talk about technology. They're bringing him in to talk about that. And that makes sense. Now, one thing that nobody's talking about that I heard in that discussion made me perk up was when POTUS had said, and I can't remember at what point in the his Oval Office Q&A, he had said that Musk has businesses in China because they were asking, you know, why are you going to let Musk see? Would you potentially let him see a war plan, perhaps with China at the Pentagon? That was what one of these reporters had asked. And he had said, no. He said, Elon's got some businesses in China and he would be susceptible to perhaps that. No one's talking about that. Now, you can say, oh, there's some daylight between Musk there. No, I don't think it is at all. I think that he's saying he's got business in China, which that's a separate issue. Business in China. So that's a reason he just basically said that's a reason we wouldn't let him see any of that. So this whole story from the New York Times is total BS. And it's already, without one soundbite from POTUS, the story's already dead. Already dead. Imagine you're the New York Times and that's your big story to get your keep your subscribers happy and get new ones today. Unbelievable. But there was never any sourcing on this. I mean, it's just completely like war, which, I mean, this is so stupid. By the way, it wouldn't be illegal. I mean, he runs SpaceX, and so he already has a top secret security clearance because he literally runs SpaceX. I mean, he would have to. You're launching military satellites with the U.S. government. You already have a security clearance. He's already involved and has been involved for years. Apparently, some of the people on the left are just now waking up for this. But this, there's no reason why he would need to know any of that stuff with China. And there's no reason. It's not part of his purview. But it's crazy because the New York Times reporters, they didn't really have any sources. So they're like, well, sources say. And then you have the POTUS who already, like, people at DOD have already been playing this down. Even SecDef Hegseth played this down like a day ago. Didn't care. They're still gonna push this. This is some deep state stuff. Honestly, if you're asking my opinion, what do I think it is? I think it's deep state trying to. That's what I think. But it is really. And so here's the other thing. Who's illegally leaking from the Pentagon? Why isn't the press asking that? So they're asking, wait a minute. The New York Times says that this is happening based on like little to zero sourcing at all whatsoever. Is it happening? And then, of course, they say, no, it's not. This is not a thing. And no one in the press is asking who is illegally leaking from the Pentagon and why. Now, Kane says that they could be beneficiaries of that leak. Oh, I completely agree. I think that's probably what it is. Now, Musk, has said that they need to figure out who's leaking this stuff. And I agree. Because somebody's leaking this out to the press. I don't want to see. Now, what makes this leak different from the leaks that we saw in Trump's first term is Trump's first term. It was people literally from his cabinet because they were. It was palace intrigue. People were leaking on each other right and left. And unfortunately, they would get Trump involved in a lot of that. But this is a deep state leak. It came out last night. When did this run last night? It was like 5, 6 something. Yeah. And when the story went live, it went live right after the Pentagon had confirmed that Musk was going to be there this morning. So they purposefully released this story right before to give the air of validity. Like, oh, look, we said there was going to be a meeting. Look, there's a meeting here. But that's it. But they had one speck of actuality in there to make it seem like it was a truthful thing. But they said the sourcing on it, like, as I've said, is, I would not have run with this, but this is New York Times. Apparently our standards are higher. They need to find out who's leaking this stuff. Because how can you trust these people if we were, heaven forbid, in some kind of conflict? How can you trust them not to leak valuable secrets and tactics and things that are important to NatSec for the purpose of a byline? I don't know. Do we have this? This is a Pentagon spokesman,
yeah.
Sean Parnell. He's just going after the New York Times for this. Listen to this. This is good.
Record that is completely fake. And let me show you this. This started with this New York Times headline, and they since changed it. But Musk set to get access to top secret U.S. plant for potential war with China. This is egregious. This is fake. The New York Times should retract this story. 5 anonymous sources. I've been on bilat calls with the secretary. I see how hard he's working to implement the president's agenda and pursue peace through strength. This type of garbage from the New York Times undermines that process and undermines our mission. It shouldn't happen at all. Elon Musk is just coming over here for a visit. Again, he's an innovator. This is a guy that shot a rocket at thousands of miles an hour.
So, and Parnell's right with all of this. And like I said, I think that because what our military really, really needs is nimbleness with regards to tech and the latest advances in tech. and some of the red tape that surrounds that. That's what we really, really need. And that makes total sense that he would be involved in that, actually. That makes all the sense in the world. And Lorraine, they're a military family. She was explaining, too, that it is woefully behind. She said when her husband was, when he left, the computers in the shop, and the operating systems, they were two OSs behind everybody else in the world. So she said, if they were all on Windows, if we were all on Windows 7, they're still using Win98 or Vista. I've heard of stuff like this before. Yeah, I've heard of stuff like this before. That, and again, we had a meeting where we were talking with Army Futures Command. We were talking with one of the folks in the Army and DOD. And this was actually one of the biggest problems that they are dealing with right now, is that nimbleness and a lot of these legacy contracts, because you do have good people in DOD that are wanting to be as fast as possible. They don't want us to get bogged down with these multi-billion dollar legacy contracts that these politicians get for their districts that yoke you in for like a decade. No joke. They want to get away from that. They said it's hurting our military readiness and their rights. So that makes sense. All the sense in the world that he would be involved in that. But they threw in the whole war thing with China as a way. This is the left is, they're playing on dangerous ground. This is, you know, going spray painting Teslas and blowing up dealerships. That's domestic terrorism. This right here, you're pouring kerosene on an already existing geopolitical fire. You people better watch yourselves. Of course, our partners over at Preborn. This is we're proud to work with Preborn. And this is a group that really meets women where they are. And they help them with making the decision about whether or not they're going to have a child. You know, you have women that are facing unexpected, unplanned pregnancies. And Preborn meets them where they are. They assist them. They give them, they allow them to hear their child's heartbeat with ultrasounds. And so when you work and partner with Preborn, what you're doing is you're allowing a woman to hear her baby's heartbeat. And when a mother hears her infant's heartbeat, that doubles the child's chance at life by 50%. Well, increases it by over 50%. And Preborn is the gospel leader of the pro-life movement. In 24 alone, over 67,000 babies were saved from abortion. Nearly 9,000 women gave their hearts to Christ. So they have a 4-star charity rating. You can give with confidence. And $28 provides an ultrasound.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Hey, so we quickly want to touch on something serious. We talked about it when it came out, but wow, that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg for Stand Up to All Hate has really stuck with me. Those two just like having it out with each other and telling each other why they hate each other and all the reasons. You're just like, wow, this is what most hate is based off of. Fear, insecurity, and jealousy. It's really just gotta stop. Too many people from too many different groups are facing too much hate in our country, and especially online. So join me in standing up to all hate. If you see it, speak up, call it out. Use one of the most powerful tools there is in this fight, your voice. You can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate or show your support by posting the blue square emoji and using the hashtag StandUpToAllHate.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
$140 can rescue 5 babies. A $5,000 leadership gift can sponsor their network for 24 hours. It's rescuing 200 babies. So if you have the means, please consider a leadership gift to help save babies in a big way. Donate by dialing #250, say the word baby, or give securely at preborn.com/Dana. That's #250, say the word baby to help save lives.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick 5.
So first up, AI's breakthrough is a revolution in weather forecasting. That's a new breakthrough that they've had. The report is that Cambridge scientists, they've made this breakthrough in weather forecasting after they developed a new AI prediction model that is tens of times better than current systems. It's called Aardvark Weather, replaces supercomputers and human experts used by forecasting agencies with a single artificial Intel model that can run on a standard desktop computer. Oh, look at that.
Great.
weather. You can also look outside. I mean, do you really need to know like that much in advance about the weather? You think? Let's see. Ooh, an AI saved. AI apparently saved this dude's life. Scientists are using machine learning to find new treatments amongst thousands. And then we get it. Let's see. Celebrities are leaving the U.S. over Trump 2.0. Bye. I don't care. Get out. Nobody cares. Everybody from Rosie O'Donnell. Poor Ireland. Courtney Love is trying to get U.K. citizenship. Let's see. Ellen DeGeneres. Aren't they in the Cotswolds somewhere? They're in Jeremy Clarkson's pub. It looks like a lovely area to visit, but I don't want to have to deal with those two. Let's see. America Ferrera. I don't know who she is. But then you kind of know who any of this, some of these people are. I don't know. So good. Bye. Get out. Leave then. It's okay. More room for us. Stick with us. It is our friends over at Super Beats. Now, you're very familiar with Super Beats. It's the only, I know that there are other pretenders out there. This is the only beat brand that I would recommend to you and the only one that I will actually take. I do take it. And I trust the science behind it. I also trust their process. And it's just the height of quality and science. And so that's the benefit in addition to all the other health benefits that you're getting from Super Beats. So you're familiar with the Super Beats Chews. They have a new product out. It's called Super Barine. Now, the Super Beats Chews, you know that it helps with heart health and you know, all of that good stuff. The berberine, they use a very unique berberine in their Super Barine. It's clinically studied to deliver 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine, and it helps with metabolic support and blood sugar levels. And your metabolism is linked to everything. I mean, your energy, everything, heart health, all of it. And so the Super Barine product, it's just one capsule. So the higher absorption means it's fewer pills to swallow. You're getting the metabolism and healthy blood sugar support, all of those benefits in one capsule without GI distress. So if you're one of those people who are asking, well, what about the GI distress with berberine? Their unique formula with grapeseed extract improves tolerability. And you can get both Super Barine and the number one best-selling Super Beats Heart Chews at Sam's Club. Visit Sam's Club to purchase the Super Beats Heart Chews for heart health support and the Super Barine for healthy metabolism and blood sugar support. Start today. Get on the road to better cardiovascular health support from the folks at Human.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Hey, so we quickly want to touch on something serious. We talked about it when it came out, but wow, that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg for Stand Up to All Hate has really stuck with me. Those two just like having it out with each other and telling each other why they hate each other and all the reasons, you're just like, wow, this is what most hate is based off of. Fear, insecurity, and jealousy. It's really just got to stop. Too many people from too many different groups are facing too much hate in our country, and especially online. So join me in standing up to all hate. If you see it, speak up, call it out. Use one of the most powerful tools there is in this fight, your voice. You can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate or show your support by posting the blue square emoji and using the hashtag Stand Up to All Hate.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are mobilizing in New York. We have people going to the Republican districts and going after these Republicans who are voting for this and forcing them to either change their vote or face the consequences. This is a long, relentless fight that we fight every day. And I am confident that we will bring Trump's popularity, numbers, and strength down if we keep at it and keep at it and keep at it.
Keep at what? That's Chuck Schumer, who's admitting that he's, you know, they're astroturfing these protests in these Republican districts. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you, bottom of the second hour. What do you mean you're going to make Trump's numbers go down? How? Because it's not working. He's got a super high approval right now. Democrats have super low approval right now. whatever they're doing ain't working. So,
double down.
Yeah, double down on hatefulness. There you go. That'll work. That'll do it. This national group, and I've been I hate advertising these people, but just so you all know, and it's probably in your city too. And I discussed this yesterday. The Indivisible group, that's one of the, there's several groups that are astroturfing, getting people to go out to these town hall meetings and challenge these congressional members. It sounds like he's working with them. Mm-hmm. And they pay people. So if you make the signs or if you, whatever, you get $200 for this, $200 for that. So they actively pay people to come out. And we know that because of the paperwork and the stuff on their actual literal website where they literally say they're paying people for doing these things. That's how we know that. We didn't just make it up like the New York Times. None of it is that's not civics. That's just a 2 minutes hate psyop. It's not civics. It's not an exercise in governing. It's not, if I was a lawmaker, I would wonder what's the point. So many of these people are busting. Like the county that I live in is the largest urban red county in the United States and the last urban red county in the United States. That's why it's such a hotbed here. It's why it seems like there's an inordinate amount of activism here because there is. It's real wild. From the frying pan into the fire, from St. Louis to here. You think you're moving to Texas, it's going to be easier. It's not. And of the group that operates here, I think there's only, from my research, there's only like 20 official members. And that means that they're paying people to come in from outside of the district. There are not that many. I mean, there's progressives here, but there's, I think, a grade in progressives. So you have the progressives that will show up to absolutely everything. And then you have the ones that say they're progressive, but not enough to go to a town hall. They're bringing people in from outside the district. There's not enough hardcore progressives in this county for that to happen. They're bringing people in from outside. But what do they do at these events? I really don't want to play video of it. One of the videos I saw, Kane looks up very excited. Dude, no, because they had a folk singer.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Audible AIDS. It was the only thing that they were missing was hacky sack. They had an audible folk singer who was singing a protest song about Trump. And if you thought, golly, that sounds heinous, you're right. I had to listen to it. I think I have issues now because I had to listen to that for my... And I'm like, who is this doing? They had a folk singer. They had all this other stuff. That is not... Look, even when before I became a conservative, right? When I was in college, again, raised entirely by Democrats... I literally, hands to sky, this is no lie, did not meet a Republican until I went to college. They did not exist in my town. Kane can attest to this. The town where I came from, it's all Union Democrat, isn't it? But they're weird Democrats. They're not like hateful. They're like, God love them. I think they still think the Kennedy Democrats are going to come back and it's not going to happen.
They're traditional.
Yeah, it was weird. They were more Democrats of the time when Reagan was a Democrat. And I feel like they think that that party is going to come back and it's not. And slowly they're realizing it because they're leaving it. So the town that I came up in, that's, you know, now all my family is hardcore socialist and I just can't even deal. But they are, they're Democrat, right? So I didn't meet a Republican until I went to college. And even then, when I was on college campus and I would see leftist protest, it was cringe AF. So cringe. I never went to any of that stuff because it was gross. It was a bunch of dirty hippies playing hacky sack barefoot and it was nasty. Like they would sing their stupid folk songs. I hate all that stuff. I'm like walking around all in black even then. I'm like, oh my gosh. So, and except at that time my head was pretty much shaved and I had piercings and I couldn't deal with it then. I'm like, you people are ridiculous. I had no, they would try to get me to go to these events and I wanted nothing to do with them because I thought you are embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you people. That has never worked. It doesn't even work on some of their base. So why are they doubling down? They don't have anything else. Their party is all over the place. So think about this. You've got Bernie Sanders and AOC. They're doing their summer concert series, playing the hits. Hits like Trump Bad and Capitalism Evil and Everyone I Disagree With Is a Nazi. So they're doing their summer concert series. She's been all over the television. Audio Sunbite 7. This is what she thinks. This is how she tries to defend radicalism. Listen to this.
So let me share with you exactly what I mean. Because when they like to call us radical, and what they like to call me is radical, I believe is common sense.
Wait, what?
Like I believe that when a person gets sick, mm-hmm. they shouldn't go bankrupt in the wealthiest country in the history of the world. That's common sense. I believe that a minimum wage should cover the minimum cost to live.
Oh, we're going to go through this number.
Common sense.
Okay, so the first thing that she said, you shouldn't have to go bankrupt. Well, that's really ultimately what health insurance was for, but you people are moronic, and you decided to treat health insurance like a concierge service instead of car insurance. And so you decided to make it through the regulation and the consolidation under the federal government, the state's lines, the refusal to make insurance companies compete against each other, thus driving up the cost for the consumer. All of these things you did made it more unattainable and unaffordable. So if people are going bankrupt because of health issues in this country, it is literally because of Democrat policies. I don't care if you're a Democrat or not. That's God's honest truth. I mean, if the Democrats are going to have beef with their own party over anything, y'all should be taking them to the woodshed over just that alone. I'm not even getting into the college loan stuff and all that. But number two, what was the other part she was saying? Her other.
Oh yeah, what was that?
What was the end of what did what was the because I she gosh it's so unmemorable.
I know. You got it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
And finally.
Sorry.
I believe our elected officials should take on abuses of corporate greed everywhere they find it. We must get big money out of politics and make clear that
Seneca
our country
Rosemont.
Is not for sale.
Archwell.
And that is why I don't and never will take money from lobbyists and corporations.
She's for Doge.
She's for Doge.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's a Doge fan. Huh.
I have no idea.
I mean, you know that she took lobbyist cash, right? I mean, the records. Let's go to the receipts, shall we? Why? Yes, let's do. She actually received tons of donations from registered lobbyists since taking office. And she also received a lot of corporate donations as well. I don't know if people knew that or not, but she did. And again, all of this stuff is publicly reported. Has to be, you know, for federal campaign violation otherwise. But no, she absolutely did. She took Ernst & Young. That's a huge lobbyist. That's her most consistent donor per Free Beacon. They've sent her thousands upon thousands upon thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, thousands of dollars since 2020. There's also MetLife, BlackRock. Oh, interesting. BlackRock's, you know, because BlackRock is wrapped up with this particular lobbyist. So that's a lot of money for her. Oh my goodness, like where else? I mean, so that's all a lie. She's taken a lot of corporate money and she's taken a lot of lobbyist cash. So yeah, that's like easily disprovable, easily disproven. I don't know why she would go out there and just lie like that. But she was also saying, you know, people should, you know, the minimum wage, talking about minimum wage should keep up with the standard of living. Well, you made the standard of living unlivable because you racked up government spending. You refused to aid consumers by allowing them to keep more of their own earnings through tax cuts. So government spending plus higher taxes plus giving out wads of billions to every Tom, Dick, and Muhammad that came around, whether it's Gaza and the Hamas group out there, whether it's giving money to Ukraine, whatever. A lot of money given away, driving debt. I mean, our inflation's out of control. So if there's a complaint about the standard of living, I guess you have to go and look at who's run the house the majority of the time for the past 15 years. Or making college unaffordable. Who was in office that voted unanimously to consolidate all the administration of student loans at the federal level? It rhymes with Schmemocrats. So I Is she just like regaling us with hits from Democrats? She's playing the hits already, Kane.
Yeah.
Good night. Playing the hits already. So the president, we're going to talk more about this coming up, the executive order that he has implemented for Department of Education. He was explaining, by the way, in the Oval Office, he was explaining how they were going to break that up. So, for instance, the student loan, that's going to go under the Small Business Administration. That's very interesting. That's going to, Kelly Loeffler, who, remember, she ran in that special election down in Georgia that Republicans didn't go out and vote for. That happened. That's true. Yeah. In fact, there were fewer conservatives that turned out in the most conservative district in Georgia than in all previous three elections prior. But that's a whole other issue. Anyway, now she's head of SBA. And so the student loan administration is going to be handled under SBA. Because we were wondering how that was going to work with all of those open loans and et cetera, how that's going to be managed. So they're breaking down all of these individual things that were under Department of Education, and they're moving them to, I think, more appropriate places within the federal government. We're going to talk more about this coming up. We also have Florida Man on the way. And of course, we couldn't do the show without the people who help bring it to you. And that is Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, Florida-based company, great company. They have a new firearm out. It's the PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. And if you don't have it, you need to get it. It's the lightest. Here's why. It's the lightest 5.7 on the market. It's 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. Now, there's two ways that they accomplish this. An innovative rotary barrel, it makes it lighter. Then you have a unique top-loading design. And this is very, very different. It replaces the regular magazine that you use. It replaces it with a stripper clip. So it has a slimmer carry profile and yet a 20+1 capacity. So it's this top-load, you load it horizontally. And it makes it lighter and slimmer. It's actually one I could legitimately conceal carry. Mine comes in, it's arrived. Picking it up later today on my FFL because I've handled it. I've not fired it though, but I will be this weekend. I could actually legitimately conceal carry this thing. Could never say that about a 5.7 before, but it's brand new from Kel-Tec. And the MSRP, guys, it's so affordable, $399. Come on, everybody can get one. You get one, your lady get one, wives, you get one, your husband gets one from Kel-Tec, first of its kind. It's the PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, only from Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com is where you go to learn more. KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
How do we fix the wounds dividing America? Pastor Alan Jackson has the answer.
Well, I think the reason we've been silent for so long, our country's been pilfered and pulled apart, is all of our groups have gotten little pieces of the pie. And we're afraid we'll have to forfeit our little special side deal, our side hustles. And so we just don't say anything. But we would all be stronger if we'd come back to the truth.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Hey, so we quickly want to touch on something serious. We talked about it when it came out, but wow, that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg for Stand Up to All Hate has really stuck with me. Those two just like having it out with each other and telling each other why they hate each other and all the reasons, you're just like, wow, this is what most hate is based off of. Fear, insecurity, and jealousy. It's really just gotta stop. Too many people from too many different groups are facing too much hate in our country, and especially online. So join me in standing up to all hate. If you see it, speak up, call it out. Use one of the most powerful tools there is in this fight, your voice. You can learn more by following @WhatsUpWithHate or show your support by posting the blue square emoji and using the #StandUpToAllHate.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man pushes this old broke down Mustang in a desperate attempt to escape a trooper. Oh, boy. This Florida man, dash cam footage from Florida Highway Patrol. Oh, my gosh. That's his face.
Yes. See all the tats?
Dude.
He's got more tats on his face than some of my friends who have a ton of tats.
Yeah. Did he put them anywhere else? Or are they just all on the face? If anybody's missing, if there's a shortage of tattoos, it's because this guy has them all on his face. Apparently the car wasn't doing so well. And the guy gets out, and because he at first he changes lanes, and the trooper thought the guy was going to pull over, right? That's not what he did. He got out and started pushing his car like he was going to flee and push his car fleeing. If you guess that this Florida man, there it is right there, Juan showing you, with the unmistakable
look at that
face decorations, if you thought that he got away, you'd be wrong. He totally didn't get away. I mean, believe it or not, it made it easier for them to arrest him. I know. So he went to the pokey. That, I can't even, man. A Florida man who challenged, oh, this is gross, President Trump to, quote, fight me naked to the death, is arrested. Why would you, why do you have to be naked?
Right.
Like, is there just...
is there more nobility in being naked when you fight to the death?
I mean, is there a heightened level of danger? I don't know. Kendall Aaron Todd, he loves having double letters in his name, clearly. A-A-R-O-N-T-O-D-D. And why do you have three first names? That's not right. You don't get three first names. Anyway, this guy, he made threats against... He's 42. He's 42?
Wow.
He looks like he's 60-something.
Man.
Dude, hate makes you age, man. He was charged in St. Lucie County because he posted the threats online. He had a rambling 80-second clip where he said, because of him, every single person in the world is cursed. He called the called POTUS the Antichrist. He said that... He said, quote, Donald Trump has personally made business decisions which have hurt so many different reincarnated Jesuses, end quote. He was arrested. The county sheriff, Richard Del Toro, said that the threats were quickly flagged by Secret Service. And, you know, because the guy wouldn't stop escalating his behavior, he got the attention that he wanted. And they also challenged Trump to fight him naked to the death. His bond's half a million. Oof. That's so, I don't understand these people. Also, we have the VN number. Do I want this one? This is a dump truck theft. I don't know. Can I just share with you this obituary? A Florida man is being remembered for leading a life consisting of Marlboros, fast women, and Ford Broncos, which sounds like an ad for America, gotta say. Arthur Nixon Bates, Tampa Bay Times, published his obituary. He succumbed to his life of drugs. That's what it said. He's survived by his three daughters, none of whom know how they'll get by without their dad calling to ask for $20 for cigarettes and methadone one last time. Oh, yeah, they hate me or hate him. They said that he still owes me $20. I would have given you Marlboros. He was cremated and his obit, well, it's a memorable one. There you go. Stick with us. Third hour coming up. Gold prices have surged over 40% since January 2024, consistently reaching new highs. According to Goldman Sachs research, the upward trend is expected to persist due to strong demand from central banks. It's stuff like this that's made me take action and why I've bought precious metals like gold and silver. I've partnered with a great company that makes it super easy to buy. Easy, transparent, and simple. And that company is Gold Co. They're a huge supporter of this show, and they're the best at what they do. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit jam-packed with critical information about buying precious metals. It was a huge help, not just for me, but to all of you if you do this. And for my audience, you could also qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. It's a really great deal, so don't miss out. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Hey, so we quickly want to touch on something serious. We talked about it when it came out, but wow, that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg for Stand Up to All Hate has really stuck with me. Those two just like having it out with each other and telling each other why they hate each other and all the reasons, you're just like, wow, this is what most hate is based off of. Fear, insecurity, and jealousy. It's really just got to stop. Too many people from too many different groups are facing too much hate in our country, and especially online. So join me in standing up to all hate. If you see it, speak up, call it out. Use one of the most powerful tools there is in this fight, your voice. You can learn more by following @WhatsUpWithHate or show your support by posting the blue square emoji
and using the hashtag #StandUpToAllHate.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to this glorious third hour of programming. I am but your humble hostess, Dana Lash. And it's Friday, so we're in a weird kind of mood. It's Friday, and half of you are already like either coming back from spring break or going on spring break. Let's be real. So welcome. We've got the chat over at Rumble. Channel 347, DirecTV is the simulcast. I have not played Assassin's Creed in a long time. Now, before you think, oh my gosh, he's talking about video games, I've got to stop it because it's funny and you're going to like it, regardless of whether you play games or not. So stop. But I haven't played Assassin's Creed in a long time, mainly because I don't like being nagged through the game. Like, oh, you got to do this. Did you do this? Did you do this? It bugs me. I can't even remember which one I played. I played a couple of them. The last one I played was the Revolutionary one, and it was just like, it was all right. Wasn't my favorite, though. Well, I can't believe it, but a game has made the entire country of Japan mad. Japan is mad. They're mad overall of what's been happening, and here's why. Because they decided to make the game stupid and woke to the nth degree. They've done a lot. To the point where the prime minister of Japan took a question at a presser. And this was actually just the other day, a couple days ago. He responded to a question about Assassin's Creed Shadows during an official government conference. And it's in like feudal Japan. That's where it's set. Ubisoft is the company that puts the title out. And they are concerned about the depiction of shrines and other stuff. And weren't they like replacing certain characters, like actual Japanese characters with like different, totally other different minority characters? Like, didn't they put like a black character in a feudal Japan thing?
Yes.
And one of them's gay now.
Yep.
So probably you're gonna have to sodomize some dude in order to get to the next. No. You can't press A through that cut screen. You just got to go through it. I'm joking. It's just probably. Probably not that, but maybe. I don't know. Is it that bad? You don't know. It could be. We'll go with it. Hey, the New York Times can do what they do. I can say that. Dems to rules. Are you all right over there?
Oh,
dying?
I might recover.
Half of these people are on spring break.
I might recover.
It's all right. They're not going to remember it tomorrow. It's okay. Ubisoft apologized a ton of times because they had to delay it. They had aspects of the game that were making. There's like a million page thread on subreddit that's just forever. And they've been pretty. I think Japan's always been very like they don't like stuff with a lot of crime. And, you know, you got to be, just play a game. Have bad guys are bad guys. Good guys are good guys, you know, and that's it. But they decided that they were. The game makers decided that they were going to make everything woke for some reason. I have no idea why, but that's what they decided that they were going to do. And now everybody is upset. And the prime minister of Japan, they had Ubisoft apologize. They said, we tried to acknowledge elements in our promotional materials. It had to do with a shrine that was in some of their promotional materials. And, it's Assassin's Creed Shadows and the religious shrine. And I'm looking at one of the stories. There's like this famous gate in Nagasaki. And it was sort of like, kind of like the center of the atomic bomb, World War II, all this other stuff. And the way that it's portrayed, the imagery, etc., is apparently like offensive in Japanese culture, long story short. And it's been viewed by many Japanese as being demeaning. And I think Japanese, by and large, this is one of the reasons why during lockdown I got really into anime and South Korean dramas, because they hate wokery. I mean, I watched they really hate wokery. It's, that isn't absolutely just disallowed. And yeah, it was the main character, Yasuke, the main character, who they rewrote the history of some of these historical characters to shoehorn them into a very woke, modern interpretation without judging or without taking into consideration how insanely offensive that was going to be to Japanese and Japanese culture. This is when woke goes way too far. So now the whole country is upset. Everybody, and I mean, I get it. They're very upset about it. And they said that, you know, this is not really so much a freedom of expression. It's demeaning culture, etc. And the prime minister said, how to address this legally is something we're going to have to discuss with the Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry, Education, etc. They called it defacing a shrine, etc. People are now questioning tourism. There's like all kinds of stuff happening as the fallout from this. And all because they tried to be stupid and woke with this game title. Why? Okay, I have a question. Why do they got to make anybody gay in a flipping action game? Don't answer. You know what I mean? Right? Does it matter? When I play, in Space Marines 2, I'm literally a black dude. And my whole, I don't care.
Sounds like appropriation.
No, I'm being appropriated. Yeah. I'm playing this. My character's a black dude. And he's a ass. He goes in there and he just blows everything up. He's amazing. That's what I was assigned by the game. I was assigned that by the game. So I don't understand this idea that there has to be representation for everything, because it's about the gameplay. If you're spending so much time getting involved in the character like that, then you're not actually playing the game, because that's just like cosmetic. It doesn't, like the armor doesn't mean anything. You know, like your outfit doesn't mean anything. You get little tchotchkes. You can get little adornments for your armor and things like that, like in Space Marines 2 or in, oh my gosh, I can't even think of it. Warhammer, Darktide. You get like little things that you put on your rifles or all this that you win if you have, you have a good game, whatever, a good session. And it doesn't actually do anything. Like the characters, it's just like a fun aside that makes it a little bit more believable, but you know you're playing a game. The gameplay is the gameplay, right? The story is the story. I don't understand why they have to add all of these stupid woke elements into it, because I actually think that distracts from the gameplay. And I just think that if you are, and like one of our contributors over at Chapter and Verse was saying that particularly with this character, Lady Oichi, she is apparently like this very well-respected, you know, historical character. She's like the symbol of honor for women in Japanese society. And they portray her in this game as being nothing but like a skank. That's a big deal. You can't be doing storylines, especially when they have, when they're, you can't do storylines like this. You can't disrespect actual historical truth, and you can't disrespect canon. I have no idea what they're doing. I haven't played this title in a long time anyway. I'm definitely not going to now, but these games need to stop. It's like with Borderlands. Borderlands got so bad. The one of the last ones that I played, they had one of the, not a boss, but like one of the leaders, the protagonist that was supposed to be on your side was an actual unicorn called Butt Stallion, and it barfed rainbows. I'm not even making this up. Like that, did you ever play that one, Kane?
No.
It was so woke, it was unbearable. Unbearable. And then there was like a trainee general. Like, I can't play that. The gameplay was great. The open world concept was great. The design was great. The weapons were cool. But it became absolutely unbearable. Oh, the movie was heinous. I would not have cast the way that they did, but it is what it is. So that being said, one of the reasons why people, this is such a big deal, is this is the last frontier of unregulated, and by unregulated, I mean non-woke expression and activity, and that's one of the reasons they're targeting it so bad. Everybody left games alone because they thought, oh, this is where the nerds go. But a lot of people play. I play. I mean, casually. I'm not a pro. You know, I have a pretty sweet setup, but I do console, not PC, because I grew up playing PC, and I'm like, I'm always going to do console because I'm a grown lady. And I did Doom and all of that stuff on the PC. I would sit at my desk in high school on PC and I played everything under the sun. So I'm not going back to those days. I want console. But it's cash and I like it because it's fun. It's like a hobby. Everybody's got different hobbies. You play a game on your phone. I don't like playing games on my phone. It's stupid. If I'll play solitaire on my phone, that's it. I prefer going on console. I just think it's fun. It's enjoyable and it's a nice hobby. And it's one of the reasons another reason I like it is because it is an escape from all of that stupid stuff. It's like no matter what you do anymore, whether it's sports, whether it's entertainment, music, there is always some injection of, you can't get away from it. The insufferability of wokery. You cannot get away from it. And this was one of the final places where you could go and you could actually get away from it. None of the stereotypes from modern society apply in gaming. And I think that's what makes it so attractive to so many people. And it's fun. I mean, it's literally a merit-based, way of socializing in a way. Wouldn't you put it like that, Kane? Yeah. I mean, if you suck, then you suck. Yeah. And you're going to have a harder time. But they're targeting it so much. And Republicans are dropping the ball. They are not paying attention to this, and they should. Although I will say Musk has been talking quite a lot about it, and I hope that more people in the administration talk about it, because this, now me looking at this in a purely Machiavellian sense, is a totally untapped market of voters. What are you doing? Oh my gosh. It's a totally untapped market of voters. And by and large, these are people who just want to be left alone and they want to live their lives and not be meddled with by the government. That makes them natural allies. You realize this, right? Because that's what we all believe, right? So this makes them natural allies. So I really wish Republicans wouldn't discount gamers or these big blowups that they see. Don't ignore it because it literally is the last Wild West. And they only just realized that, oh, this is an area of society that we haven't messed with yet. And now they're trying to. That's what Gamergate kicked off. Gamergate was all of that busting out into the open. And so even if you don't play games, maybe your kids do or maybe your grandkids do. And these people are natural allies. Don't think that they're nerds in that because they're, again, I'm not giving you my gamer tag, but I play and I'm like, I really enjoy it. But not everybody is, you know, maybe it's a nerdy thing to do, but it's fun. Don't discount it. This is a great way to get out there and do like, you know, voter outreach, but not the goofy way that Tim Walz does it. They sat down and tried to play and you knew that these people had never played nothing in their lives. So I play because I can hear your questions. No, I don't do sports. I don't play sports because if I wanted to do sports, I'm going to go and do sports, right? Sorry, guys. Sorry. I'm not making fun of you guys over there. I'm not going to, you know, like Madden. I know a lot of y'all are into Madden. I don't do that. I do like a horror first-person shooter. That's what I do. So we got a lot more on the way. I could spend the rest of the hour talking about this, but I figure the hate mail will start coming. All Family Pharmacy. Love this website. They're one of my favorites ever. I love All Family Pharmacy because they saved my Thanksgiving. I was getting strep throat, and I've had strep throat a million times, so I know what was happening. The wait at apparently everybody was getting sick at that time. The wait at urgent care was like 50-70 hours. Like, I can't do this. I can't. I knew I was getting sick. I had them overnight, and that's typical. They will overnight medications for you. My azithromycin. I was already on the road to recovery in fewer than 24 hours. It was great. And All Family Pharmacy, they have all the medicines that you need, plus the stuff that the government tried to prevent you from getting. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, therapeutics that absolutely work because I've taken them. They absolutely work. And the government does not have total control of your health. No. So All Family Pharmacy, they have the alternatives that the government dismissed and tried to crush, in addition to over 200 different types of medications, antibiotics, everything. They have got it all made in the USA. These antibiotics, these medicines are not coming from India or China, nor are any of their precursors. None of it. It's all right here in the US of A. You can order from your house. They can do it's fast shipping, like 2 to 4 days or overnight if you're in a pinch. Your health is always within reach, and it's simple, fast, and affordable. No insurance, no problem. They got super straightforward pricing, and it's incredibly affordable, incredibly convenient, all USA made. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. That's how you unlock 10% off with promo code Dana10. Be prepared. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Hey, so we quickly want to touch on something serious. We talked about it when it came out, but wow, that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg for Stand Up to All Hate has really stuck with me. Those two just like having it out with each other and telling each other why they hate each other and all the reasons, you're just like, wow, this is what most hate is based off of. Fear, insecurity, and jealousy. It's really just gotta stop. Too many people from too many different groups are facing too much hate in our country, and especially online. So join me in standing up to all hate. If you see it, speak up, call it out. Use one of the most powerful tools there is in this fight, your voice. You can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate or show your support by posting the blue square emoji and using the hashtag StandUpToAllHate.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I gotta say, like, for the first at least couple bars of that song, you don't know if it's gonna be Vanilla Ice or Queen. You don't know until you hear, you know, Freddie Mercury going, ba-da-da-dum. You don't actually know. You gotta wait. All right, so we got headlines for you. Let's see here. You can buy pop-up panic rooms and bulletproof vests from a supermarket. I'm just going to say a pop-up panic room doesn't sound super safe. You know what I mean? That's like sitting in a tent for...
If you pop up, you pop down.
Huh?
If it pops up, it pops down.
Yeah, and it can pop over. You know what I mean? Like there's... but now that's something that they're making available. And of course, everything decides to freeze because it's Friday and it's all Hitler. It's what the left does, right? I'm just going to just say everything I don't like is Hitler. But according to this piece, supermarkets are selling these items in Germany. Reinforced bunker. It's not, okay, again, if it pops up, it's not reinforced. Let's stop. Their store is called Norma. It's a discount chain. And Germans are worried about personal safety, so they're panic buying. Where are you going, Norma? That's the name of their store. I mean, I don't know. We had a Schnucks in St. Louis. And our friends from Latvia would go, we'd like to go to the Schnuck. The Schnuck. That's hysterical. I love it. All right. So that's first and foremost. Secondly, five men were arrested because they decided to have a twerk off in the middle of an intersection. Yeah, that's where we are. It's in Memphis. It was a downtown Memphis intersection. Supremely busy. WREG says that they noticed a Chevy Malibu stopped at a green light. Four men were seen twerking around the vehicle. One dude was dancing on the hood, and they were all charged with obstruction of a highway or passageway. They were taken to jail so it wouldn't happen again. And one of them had a warrant out for vandalism. And so they all look literally like a In Living Color skit. Like the Wayans brothers decided to do an In Living Color skit with Wanda, featuring Wanda. And that was with Jamie Foxx as Wanda. That's what it, yeah. Let's see. A man was nearly electrocuted. He cut a copper wire and knocked out power in all of Northeast Philly. Maybe don't steal copper. Maybe, because that's what he was doing. He was a would-be thief, and he about damn near killed himself. He's in his 30s or 40s. They said he broke into a transformer box by cutting the lock. Oh, this never goes well. High voltage wiring, guys. And it was still active when he cut it. And it caused a fire around the transformer box, and it knocked out power for a half hour for a huge chunk of Northeast Philly. Stick with us. We got more in store after this. I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people, and I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor. Right now, it's easy to give their product a try because Relief Factor makes it pain-free with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Get rid of pain and start living better. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily, and in fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Give Relief Factor a try with their pain-free trial. you can get a 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Get rid of pain and start living better. Give Relief Factor a try. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Hey, so we quickly want to touch on something serious. We talked about it when it came out, but wow, that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg for Stand Up to All Hate has really stuck with me. Those two just like having it out with each other and telling each other why they hate each other and all the reasons, you're just like, wow, this is what most hate is based off of. Fear, insecurity, and jealousy. It's really just gotta stop. Too many people from too many different groups are facing too much hate in our country, and especially online. So join me in standing up to all hate. If you see it, speak up, call it out. Use one of the most powerful tools there is in this fight, your voice. You can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate or show your support by posting the blue square emoji and using the hashtag Stand Up to All Hate.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
But is there any particular anybody getting your ire up these days more than usual?
Nerds.
The nerds
that own the politician. All these tech nerds that want to build robots because they don't know how to talk to hot women.
Yeah.
They're gonna take over the world. They're gonna take over. They are literally gonna replace us. We're like beta right now, and they're coming out with like the VCR. And I think Elon has got the rockets going because they realize there's other Earths out there.
Yeah.
And they're gonna trash this one, and because they don't have any concern for it, and they're gonna move on to the next Earth. And you know, everybody's gonna be standing down here with your blue and red ties, going, "Wait a minute, I was on your side." And they're just gonna.
What? But did you hear Joy Behar going, "Oh yeah, that's right, he hates Earth."
Oh God.
Like that little yippy dog. Welcome back. That's Bill Burr, who was on the Shmoo. He was on the Barnyard with the heifers there of The View. And I'm not making an argument for family values by saying this, but he does have 13, 14 kids. I don't know how many different women. Just saying. Didn't he sleep with Amber Heard? I don't know. That's just like what... Yeah. I mean, is she psycho? Yeah. Is she also pretty? Yeah. So, I don't know, right? I just feel like that's not maybe the argument to make. Because the right is better at this than you are, that means they're afraid of talking about hot women. You guys made a gay porn in the Senate chamber, so shut up. Not taking any kind of instruction from you people. I didn't have to bring that memory back, did I, Kane?
No.
I didn't. So they're having a... oh, what is it? Something Trash Tesla Day or something coming up Saturday. And basically all of the trash cities the cities that are being trashed by progressives, Seattle, Portland, Austin, Texas, that's where they're apparently doing all this stuff at. They're mad. They're mad at Tesla. They're going to trash Tesla, Kane.
I would have never known they were mad at until they started firebombing things.
Right. Because see, they owned Teslas. And then there's a video of a guy who bought a Tesla just to wreck it. And I'm like, you realize that Elon Musk is just laughing with your money in his bank? Shut up. You're just so dumb. But, you know, again, the left could just go, we're just not going to partake of this. But the left thinks that everything has to be performative. So, and you're not going to know that they're mad at something or that they don't like it unless they burn it down.
Right.
They got to burn it down. That's their. Well, I mean, we are coming up. It's the summer season. You know how in Afghanistan, they literally have fighting season. So they go up in the mountains and they stay, they winter, and then they come back, and then they got to, you know, go and harvest all the poppies, you know, got to get that heroin out there. They go and harvest all the poppies, and then they go and they literally have a fighting season. The left has adopted this. So they winter. And now that the weather's getting warmer, because they're such pansies when it comes to the cold, now that weather's warmer, it's fighting season for them now. Yep. Good night. It's just clockwork. So it's like watching Nat Geo, in a way. The news is, it really is. So that's what they'll be doing this weekend. They're super, the only leftist, audio soundbite 29. This is literally the only leftist that has said anything negative against the attacks on the Teslas. This is Patrick Murphy. Listen to this.
Whether it's from the left or the right, we had an election 4 months ago. Got it, right? Elections have consequences. But any type of act that commits violence against people or their property is wrong, it's illegal, and we can't stand for it as Americans, whether you're Democrat or Republican.
Wow. Wow. He is the literal only guy on the left. Can't correct me. You see all of this audio.
Yeah, I don't even know who he is. I've never seen him before. But
he's like, isn't he in Congress? Yeah, he's in Congress.
But yeah, you're right. The left does not have this message. Nobody like a Chuck Schumer or Hakeem Jeffries or Cory Booker.
Haven't seen
Jamal Bowman talk about this. Nancy Pelosi. Nobody. Elizabeth Warren. Haven't heard a thing.
Yeah, they haven't. I mean, they kind of encourage it. They encourage it by not condemning it as well. And that's what they like, having that plausible deniability. They don't condemn it, but, you know, they're very cagey with how they deal with it. So I mean, it's just, I don't know. All of this makes me wonder, like, what kind of footage are we going to start getting on the weekends, Friday nights and Saturday nights? It's when everybody goes out. Remember how it was during the Burn Loop murder summers? Like every Friday night, there was wall-to-wall coverage of things burning. Yep. This is, I don't know.
The point they were even using it as distractions and dropping horrible things in the news so that you wouldn't see it, because all of the BLM riots that were going on every single weekend. So they would literally bury things in the weekend news cycle so you wouldn't see it.
John Cusack, he's adding fuel to the fire. Oh, he's still here. I liked him better when he held a boombox over his head. Audio soundbite 17. Watch.
What can I add that you guys haven't already said? You know, Musk is kind of this arch villain of late stage capitalism, and he seems like this clown and this buffoon. But like Alex said, you know, this is a man who made a Sieg Heil Nazi salute.
No, he didn't.
Not only in public.
He did not. He was gesticulating with his hands, and somebody took a photo. And they're like, look, Nazi salute. You know how many leftists we have? There's Barack Obama giving a Nazi salute then, if you want to use that as the standard of measure. So stupid. I mean, be a little bit, try to be less intellectually vapid, John. Oh my gosh. This is why aliens don't visit, because they think that the stupidity is like a virus. The woke mind virus that he says, I don't like that phrase, but it actually, I think, is viral. There's nothing else that can explain it. But when you say stuff like this, I mean, you're going to get somebody killed. Like, you saw the guy who pulled in front of the woman, forced her off the road, went up to her and said, you had a Nazi car. I mean, that's psycho. That's how first off, that's why we carry guns as women, number one. Number two, you're definitely going to get somebody killed doing that kind of stupid stuff. You know, in a normal world, I've never liked Priuses. I've hated them. I don't like EVs, but I've never wanted to run somebody off the road because I saw them in an EV. When the left was using them to virtue signal, nobody on the right had a problem with it, because we're grown-ass people and we don't care. But oh my gosh, Elon Musk comes out and has a political preference, which is, by the way, not unlike anything that George Soros did. It's not on anything unlike what, you know, Jeff Bezos did originally. It's not on anything like what Ted Turner did or Warren Buffett. Give me the name of Jack Dorsey. You know, everybody except the guy Mike over at MySpace, or Dan, what the hell was it? Tom. Tom at MySpace.
Tom at MySpace.
He was the only guy I didn't get. He just wanted to be your friend, man. Right. He didn't want no politics. But the right didn't freak out over any of that stuff. We're just like, oh, there's another Prius, dork. And we just drove on. You know, that's all we did. We didn't care. But the left is like, no. They view the existence of something that contradicts their viewpoint as a challenge and a betrayal. And it offends them that you just don't automatically surrender and agree with them, because it's not about truth. It's not even about the issue. It is only about control. That is the only issue. Everything else is not even secondary. It's just not even on the table. It's about control. It's never been about the issue of this stuff. Never. It's not about truth. They are just livid that you disagree with them. They can't. That's a challenge. They can't stand that. It is a challenge to their authority. They're better than you, so they have authority. Simply because they hold the opinion that they have, you also must hold it because they are the authority. Simply because they believe what they believe, you also must believe it because they are the authority. They liked Teslas 5 minutes ago. Now they don't like them. You were supposed to like Teslas 5 minutes ago. Now you're supposed to hate them because they hate them and they are the authority. And if you challenge that, that's what they find so offensive. That's why they have this visceral reaction. They're infants intellectually. Zygotes, even. It's not going to go away. Not especially when you have people like this feeding into it. Which, I don't know. They get so mad and they want to be the police, the speech police on everything else. But themselves. So I don't know. It's making me want to get a Tesla. I'm telling you, they are going to come around. We were trying to think of the most offensive thing that we could do. Kane, we could like drive a Tesla and then wear a red hat and a shirt that says Gulf of America.
Yeah, that looks good. Also, maybe a flag emblem on every piece of
clothing.
Something
about trainees
somewhere.
On the back.
Oh.
What would you say? Something about that. Hit all the issues. So you'd have...
Trannies are for cars.
Ooh.
And it could mean transgender people are for vehicles.
Yeah, like they're in favor of them. But yes. You know that because the left are morons, they're not going to interpret it that way.
Mm.
I'm just trying to think of the most offensive shirt you could make.
Wow. Don't get me started. Don't know. Not for air.
No, I mean like that you walk out in public and immediately would get... I would wear that just for someone, because we were talking about this. No, I've never had an issue with like... I mean, I've had people try to break in my house, sure, and come and kill me. But like out in public... Maybe it's because I have a resting bitch face.
Maybe a t-shirt that says billionaires are people too.
Yeah.
That would really probably...
Steve gave trigger. The suggestion of there are two genders and I have two fists. That came from Steve.
Man.
That came from joyful, fun-loving DJ Fun Uncle.
I don't endorse. I'm just creative.
He's just creative. He's like, I'm not endorsing. I'm just creating.
Creating.
He's like, I am so here for the creation. Yay. I'm all about it. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I just can't think of any way. Like, you're upset over a car. Remember when the left made fun of the right for being mad about Bud Light and the pancake? They're like, oh, you're so upset over who's on the butter box. You guys are burning down car dealerships. Spare us. Not doing this with you guys. Spare us. So I have a few other things to get into that I want to make sure. We were talking about the, here's what I want. This is what I want. I want the Gavin, this was in your Substack prep email. Oh my gosh, I almost missed touching on this because I was talking about everything else. So Gavin Newsom, did you hear what he got caught doing? Oh, of course you did. You totally did. Gavin Newsom got caught sending burner phones to these like tech bros. Yeah. He was sending prepaid phones to these tech CEOs per Politico. And the story, which came out yesterday evening, says that it kind of surprised people that he did this. But apparently it said, you know, give me a call. The phone lines are open, etc. Like he sent these burner phones and they were pre-programmed with his digits and they had notes from him. Like, if you ever need anything, I'm a phone call away. Etc. And they said it was his idea. You said that was like a fun idea back when The Matrix came out. Remember Keanu Reeves, Neo opens up the burner phone and it rings. So that's a great late 90s, early aughts idea. But now it's 2025. So I don't know. He said that he just wants to maintain California's competitive edge. And they're still sending phones out. Mm-hmm. I think it's funny that someone promptly leaked it to the press. He thought he was being so... See, he's really good at comms when you are debating him. But outside of that, he's just as goofy as the rest of them. because this is kind of dumb. I know, like, Kane, okay, in 1998, this would have been cool.
Absolutely.
Right?
Maybe in 98, it might have been a beeper.
Maybe. No. The Matrix. When did the Matrix come out?
Oh, the Matrix. Yeah, okay, that.
It would have been totally cool because we were like, what? Neo got a phone, what? And he's like, and opens it up, and it's, you know, oh my gosh, it's Morpheus, and you got to get out of there. Really good.
I did love that part.
Yeah, it was the best one. The other ones were a little, anyway. So he's like, yeah, we're trying to maintain. He acts like it's just like a stunt, a business stunt to maintain a competitive edge for the state of California. So he's acting like, well, I'm doing this in my capacity as governor and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I just think that's lame. Like if you're a tech bro and you get a flip phone in an envelope, not again, we're in a digital age. He sent a flip phone in snail mail with his number and a handwritten note. Why didn't he send the Pony Express? We have more on the way. We have Today in Stupidity to come, folks. So Tax Network USA, they understand, and as you know, the IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. So if you owe back taxes, if you have unfiled returns, yeah, you don't want to wait for them to come to you. Because if they come to you, they're coming after you. Never contact them alone. Turn it over to the team at Tax Network USA. Not all resolution companies are the same. They have direct access to the IRS, a preferred direct line, meaning they know exactly which agents to deal with and which ones to avoid. Doesn't matter if you have 10,000 or 10 million. They have tailored strategies designed to settle all of your tax issues in your favor. Risk-free solutions. So they can protect your financial security, right? And they've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt. They deliver real results for clients across the country. Schedule your complimentary consultation today. Call 1-800-958-1000 or visit TNUSA.com/Dana. Don't let the IRS's aggressive tactics control your future. TNUSA.com/Dana.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Hey, so we quickly want to touch on something serious. We talked about it when it came out, but wow, that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg for Stand Up to All Hate has really stuck with me. Those two just like having it out with each other and telling each other why they hate each other and all the reasons, you're just like, wow, this is what most hate is based off of. Fear, insecurity, and jealousy. It's really just got to stop. Too many people from too many different groups are facing too much hate in our country, and especially online. So join me in standing up to all hate. If you see it, speak up, call it out. Use one of the most powerful tools there is in this fight, your voice. You can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate or show your support by posting the blue square emoji and using the hashtag #StandUpToAllHate.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
So Maine has finally caved. And they're now going to ban men from women's sports. Finally. So we got, listen to this. This is all new.
This was a flashback.
Yeah, this is when he confronted the governor of Maine when they were at that luncheon. Watch this.
The NCAA has complied immediately, by the way. That's good. But I understand Maine. Is Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Sulking into her title.
Are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it, because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply, because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one.
It was very
good. And enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
He's one of those people. He's going to get the last word regardless. Yep. You will never outcompete those people. Yep. Why did she even try? Did you see her? She's like trying to turtle back under her turtleneck. Yeah. Like, she was really not happy. Yeah, they're caving now. So they are now embracing They've agreed to keep transgender athletes out of women's sports after the pause, after the threat of pausing in funding. And they said that, yeah, they're not going to invite that financial liability. So they're caving. They're now, they said that they're not going to be in full compliance with the order. Well, well, well. Looks like he's not. She's not going to see him in court after all, because she's just going to take the knee beforehand. Yeah. Good, good. Finally, women can be protected there. Today in Stupidity came.
All right, it's Adam Kinzinger.
No.
He says what every dumb leftist says in regards to defending the destruction of property. I don't know why they're for that, but this is what he said. Listen.
So here's an interesting question. Why is it that whenever Republicans decide to boycott a company like Bud Light or Disney, yeah, they're doing it because they're victims of that company?
Didn't burn a thing down.
Yet when America decides to boycott a company like Tesla because the CEO is running around telling Americans
what
they can
and
can't live without.
You're destroying. So you're actually taking property that isn't yours and destroying it because you don't agree with it.
My
stop acting
Kinzinger.
Like
I'm going to do this right in front of my front door and just completely ignore all security protocol.
Stop acting like that's boycotting. That is not boycotting.
Boycotting is just not buying it.
Good
not
Lord.
Not burning it down.
The Big stupidity difference. Is unbelievable.
Well, they want that to be considered speech so they can justify themselves doing it. Yeah, there you go. Folks, that does it for us today. Happy birthday to my oldest son. We're proud of him. He's a sweet young man, so happy, happy birthday to him. And have a great weekend, folks. Find us on Substack, Chapter and Verse. Like and subscribe, YouTube, Facebook. God bless. Back with you Monday.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.